Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Augie Gallen. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Tinning. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bud Tinning. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting third. The left fielder, Chick Foles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harvey Hendrick. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mickey Haslin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Collins. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Phil Collins. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into left field. Foles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Two outs. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles hits a line drive into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck takes first base on ball four. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli strikes out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steinbeck moves to second. Bud Tinning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinning hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli fields the ball and throws to Tinning covering. Safe. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Klein. Allen reaches second base with a double. Hendrick moves to third. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hendrick scores. Allen moves to third. It's 1-0, Phillies. Phil Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Allen. Hack reaches second base with a double. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Steinbach. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Steinbach steals second. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Klein. Moore reaches second base with a double. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moore moves to third. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bud Tinning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinning is 0-for-1 in the game. Tinning is called out on strikes. two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Haslin hits a fly ball towards left. Klein settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Klein. Allen moves to third. Haslin moves to second. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gallen throws to second. Safe. The throw to home, and Allen is out. Haslin moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gallen throws to second for one, and Gerges throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Haslin scores. Todd moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Phil Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Two outs. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 0-for-2 in the game. Foles hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards third. Chiazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Camilli hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hartnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Haslin hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Tinning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinning is 0-for-2 in the game. Tinning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hack bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a line drive towards first. Hendrick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-2 in the game. Chiazza hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Todd hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach bunts in front of the plate. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to second. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Camilli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hendrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moore bunts towards first. Camilli scoops it up and throws to first, with Gallen covering, for the out. Bartel moves to second. One out. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0-for-3 in the game. Fulas takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Klein. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Bartel scores. Fulas goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Phillies. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendrick moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Haslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Tinning, and towards Jurgis, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Herman pinch hits for Bud Tinning. Lon Warnecke pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball towards left. Fulas settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Fulas. Warnecke moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hack bunts towards third. Kayaza juggles the ball. That's an error on Kayaza. Warnecke moves to third. Herman moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Haslin fields it and throws to second for the out. Warnecke scores. Herman moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-3, Phillies. Snipe Hansen now pitching. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to home to get Herman. Gallen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kurt Davis now pitching. Babe Phelps pinch hits for Kiki Kyler. Babe Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Fulas. Phelps reaches second base with a double. Gallen scores. Klein goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Cubs. Benny Tate pinch runs for Babe Phelps. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Benny Tate now catching. Pat Malone now pitching. Babe Herman now playing right field. Tuck Steinbach now playing center field. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Todd bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donhurst pinch hits for Kurt Davis. Donhurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Bartel moves to third. It's Cubs, 5, Phillies, 5. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Fulas hits a line drive into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Donhurst now playing first base. Harvey Hendrick now playing third base. George Darrow now pitching. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 4 in the game. Camilli strikes out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 4 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Haslin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 0 for 4 in the game. Haslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman is called out on strikes. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gallen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fulas. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Klein is walked intentionally. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. George Darrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darrow hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Steinbeck. Darrow reaches second base with a double. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Todd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrow moves to third. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hurst is walked intentionally. Todd moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrow scores. Todd moves to third. Hurst moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.